You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
On to Palace versus Watford next. Again, 3 p.m. Saturday. Crystal Palace odds on to win this game at 10 to 11. The draw 12 to 5 with Watford in the betting at 7 to 2. Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win was 19 to 10. That's now 9 to 4. And Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win was 6 to 1. That's been enhanced to 8 to 1. Big Sam is beginning to pull Palace clear. They're now out of the drop zone after back-to-back wins against Middlesbrough and away at West Brom. Watford without a win in three. They conceded against Southampton last week, conceded four against Southampton last week, and prior to that had been beaten at Old Trafford with a 1-1 draw against West Ham sandwiched in between. But Tom, do Palace deserve to be odds on?
When I looked at this one, I couldn't believe the price of Palace. I fancy Palace to win this game, but at 10 to 11, it makes me very, very cautious. I mean, you know, I know they've had a few victories of late and back-to-back wins. And the one against West Brom in particular was pretty impressive, but that might have been more to do with how West Brom had kind of approached the 1-0 win against Middlesbrough. I'm not thinking too much about. But I think when you look at Watford, I mean, is it two wins in 13 in the league? I think Palace win, but they're too short for me to be back in here. And I don't know how else the game goes. I know Palace have kind of turned it around a little bit, and I know defensive, obviously, they've not conceded in the last two matches. So obviously, you know, something is working for Big Sam. I think some of the criticism he had of the players has probably sort of rung true a little bit, and they're finally sort of getting their act together. But do I want to be relying on Palace at 10 to 11 here? I'm not too sure. I think there'll be a few goals in a match, but you know, I don't want to back the Watford team either. I don't know. I'm looking for some value here, and I think Palace have more goals in them than Watford. That is for sure. And I think Watford, in terms of getting them over the line and winning the match, I don't think they've got a chance. So I'm going to play Palace to win and both teams to score, just to give myself that little bit of value at 100 to 30. I'm more confident of those prices, you know, relying on Palace and a few goals in a game than backing Palace at 10 to 11, because this could easily be a stalemate.
I can't believe Watford are 13th in the league. I find it incredible. I just don't believe it. I think they're terrible, Derek, but I still couldn't back Palace at odds on.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Watford, I've said on this podcast before, three worst performances I've seen all this season, I've come from Watford, apart maybe from Liverpool, I'd say, against Burnley last week. And yet, the 13th in the league, they pick up points when nobody's watching. I think they just had a goal to their score when nobody's watching and they haven't been caught yet. But 7-2, you're looking for the value, Tom. There it is, writ large, 7-2 Watford to win a Palace. You see Palace at odds on, you oppose. It's a given. Why are the odds on? No reason. They won two games. Their last two games, great. But he beat Middlesbrough, who everybody beats, and West Brom, who we suspect are on the beach. You know, I want to see a little bit more evidence that, you know, they're a fighting side before they're backing my odds on. I mean, Watford are no great shakes, we know that. But it was only a few weeks ago they went to Arsenal and won 2-1, probably the result of the season, followed up by beating Burnley. Give a decent account of themselves at Man United, by the way, and then drew with West Ham. These aren't, that's not the form of Muppets. So maybe we're being a trifle unkind to Watford. Mm-hmm. They're too big, 7-2. I don't care what you think about this game. Watford are 7-2 is miles too big, and that's where my money will be.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.